The Gift by David Warren. The universe is gratuitous, unforced, and unexpected. To be literal, it is a gift, and in form, a substantial passing from the supernatural. We are sometimes astounded by this reality, other times enmired in the boredom of existence. Whereas in science there is no gift, reality just happened. From the time we began to notice, it was just there. Science presents itself as an explanation of things, as the analyst of material nature. But the existence in this universe, veritably on the earth, of life, of consciousness, of the conscience, etc., must at some point bring us into the presence of the miraculous. To the Catholic, there is difficulty not in understanding science and its claim to be the front line of reason. The Catholic conception of the universe's gift is in contradiction to this. What is given did not, randomly or otherwise, happen. The Aristotelian sense of telos, of purpose, is instead tied up in everything that we know. There is intention in the gift, divine intention, and without an instinct for the intention, there can be no understanding of things at all. This is why reason and faith have been so perfectly allied from the beginning of Christian tradition. It is why modern science evolved within our tradition, rather than within another. Why the great scientific explorers have been overwhelmingly Christian and mostly Catholic. It is because of our supernatural understanding of the universe's gift that we expect to find reason and consistency in things, for we wouldn't gift. What is before our senses will make sense. We knew this, and our faith in this insight would never fail us. Modern science, especially in its recent developments, has abandoned the scientific enterprise. It has been separated from God. In its degeneration into materialist technology, it has been captured by big government and big business. These, not the church, are science's new masters. A book just published by Father Martin Hilbert, A Catholic Case for Intelligent Design, provides a rational approach to the gift, once again. It gives an account of the disintegration of Darwinism from its own very aggressively materialist beginnings. We no longer need to believe the mythology that was built around Darwin himself, who was a materialist atheist from early youth, dreaming of the overthrow of religion by science, like Huxley and the rest of the evolutionist crew. Father Hilbert, with the help of what is now extensive research from the Discovery Institute and elsewhere, takes us through this anti-story, the argument for evolution by natural selection, into the heart of absurdity. By developments in microscopy and thought, we are now able to glimpse inside the living cell at a complex world intelligently designed, and more deeply into genetic procedure than the nothing that Darwin's contemporaries knew. The search for missing links and trees of life through fossil records has not worked out. Instead, the evolutionists are confronted by the Cambrian explosion, and throughout history by species that simply enter and exit the biological record without announcing themselves. Creatures assigned a place in the chronological record millions of years ago turn up, without permission, in fishermen's nets. Techniques including state-of-the-art carbon-14 dating, which may seem to work, take us back only centuries and give us no assurance that the history of animals is anything like what has been displayed in our museums. Father Hilbert's book functions as a useful guide or overview of this state of play in biological science. He drops further hints over the edges. That, for instance, the young earthers have been winning arguments that they were expected to lose to sneering academics. But his best service is in his survey of modern evolutionary defenses. For the materialist atheists, both admitting and shyly concealing their beliefs, have not given up the fight and do what they can to overthrow observers of the gift. Unsurprisingly, at least to me, Catholics have often taken the most prominent positions on the other side, defending the evolutionary fortress as its walls successively collapse. Father Hilbert devotes adequate space to Teilhard de Chardin, S.J., to Theodosius Grigorovich Dobzhansky, to George Coyne, S.J., to Kenneth Miller, to Christopher Bagelow, and to a whole tag team of Dominican friars assembled to save Thomas Aquinas from the impropriety of appearing to contradict Charles Darwin. In these defendants, the true state of modernity is exposed. They depend for plausibility on the authority of Darwin, casually discarding that of the fathers and doctors of the church, and their priests doing this. The older identification of the church with reason was with a science not fancifully developed into just-so stories. We believe things that were demonstrably true and did not waste our time in the ether. Father Hilbert does his best work disposing of the doubtful, rank by rank, as they come forward. He shows that the philosophical premise of evolution claims the power to explain in the absence of scientific proofs. For it is the existence of God that primarily scandalizes modern scientific inquiry. The more that intelligence and purpose are revealed in the microcircuitry of biological life, the more imaginative the efforts are made to refute it or to negotiate a non-aggression pact in which Christians must stay inside their lanes and leave the atheists unmolested. But it is difficult to get Christians to agree to the big lie of universal purposelessness when all the evidence is confuting it. In this clash of cultures, the Christian religion falls back on the truth and historicity on which its faith was based. I recommend this book without reservation to those who would still be Catholic in this fallen world. Catholicism is, as ever, at war. While the Church eschews violence from the teachings of her master, she must nevertheless insist that our universe, the gift, is real and has a comprehensible story. For the cult of scientific respectability will suddenly dissolve.